He was about humanizing technology in a way that made it extraordinarily easy, intuitive, and an absolute joy and pleasure to use. And when you do that, as a brand, you make people love you because they feel that you as a brand get them. And you really are creating something that puts them at the center of the experience.
Even the ads were designed to be iconic.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
Hello, I'm a PC.
Apple's plan was simple. Leave PCs in the dust. And if there was any doubt as to whether that would happen, even after the mega success of the iPod and the iPhone, Jobs hit the trifecta with his next paradigm shifter.
A truly magical and revolutionary product.
The iPad.
What this device does is extraordinary. You can browse the web with it. It is the best browsing experience you've ever had. It's phenomenal to see a whole web page right in front of you.
No more worrying about operating systems. Now apps do it all. And all those other electronic devices you had, recycle them.
The introduction, the rollout, the acceptance of the iPad has been one of the fastest of any consumer technology product in the history of mankind.
Steve Jobs had created an ecosystem, one in which all things Apple were interdependent. Once you entered the Apple world through one of its products, you were likely to move right in.
So the ecosystem of content, of apps, of books, of music, of movies, of games, the iTunes, the App Store, the Mac Store, there's so many things you can do with these devices.
For a time, Apple became the planet's most valuable company, bigger than Microsoft and Intel combined. Vindication for someone who was once kicked out of his own company.